Welcome to Disruptive CEO Nation, where company founders, entrepreneurs, and cutting-edge thinkers drop in from around the globe to share startup stories, insider insights, and hard-earned success lessons. Now, here's your host, a woman who mastered business by placing heels on the ground all over the world, having worked with and coached CEOs and senior leaders from over 90 countries, and who wants you to build your best business future, Allison K. Summers.
This is Allison K. Summers, and this is Disruptive CEO Nation. Hey, branding is one of my favorite topics. You know, I wrote a book on branding and brand trust and how you can have an authentic story for your future customers. And we have a wonderful expert with us who we're going to have all sorts of wonderful conversations around this topic. And that is Michael Hoffman, who is the founder and CEO of Gather Voices. Michael, welcome to the program.
Allison, thank you so much for having me. I'm really thrilled to be invited and to be here and to have this conversation with you.
So you're a long-term marketing expert. Maybe later on, we'll let everybody know some more about your background, but I want to jump right into this topic of that we're at a place in the business life cycle world where there's a premium on human stories. So let our audience know a little bit more about what your thoughts are on that.
Sure. I think there's this duality happening right now that's so interesting to me. One is that all anyone's talking about is AI and generative AI and the computer creating things from scratch. And we see folks who are using that to create content for social media, for blog posts. We're seeing, you know, a lot of folks in the sales world, you know, creating, you know, if 10,000 emails aren't working, let's try 100,000 emails, you know, with AI writing them, right? So on the one hand, we have all this stuff that I think is a bit of a race to the bottom. You know, it's content nobody wants to read. It's just, it's stuff that has no soul. And yet, you know, Webster's word of the year that they do every December this year was authenticity. And that's what people are talking about. That's what people are seeking. When we look at the time people are spending online, where are they spending it? Well, TikTok and Instagram and all that. What is that? That's real people telling their authentic stories, sharing their authentic voice. And I think that's what we crave. And I see that also in our involvement in the event industry. The event industry is back after COVID in a big way. And some of it is about simply human connection, really needing more human connection. And being at an event, talking to somebody face-to-face, you can't fake that. And we're seeing that play a bigger and bigger role, I think, for marketing teams of saying, hey, we can really measure the ROI of these events in a way that maybe was harder in the past compared to other tactics. So I'm fascinated by this, where we are seeing all this AI stuff on the one hand, and on the other hand, this craving for human connection. I think that's just going to increase, you know, as the AI gets more developed and better, people are just going to want to connect to each other.
And I think for the business leaders listening, this phrase, you know, having a reality check, are we on a race to the bottom? Are we just creating a lot of clutter out there? No, what we want to be doing is creating content that has enduring value that people can go back to and like you said, feel like they know you, trust you, understand what you stand for. And I also think, Michael, that makes me think about like the way people buy today is different than it was even just a couple years ago. And I love this, that what Gather Voices does is really try to help businesses tell stories about their brand told through other people's eyes. So can you expand on that?
Sure. I do think we're in an age where people don't trust brand created content the same way that maybe they used to. And so things that look overly polished and come out of marketing teams are the least trusted things, and things that are your peers talking about their experience with a product is going to be much more influential, right? Or a service or things like that. And so what we do at Gather Voices is we make it easy for organizations to create owned content, you know, stuff that they can use in their own channels from their community, whether that's their customers, their members, their fans, their students, their donors, whoever it is. And I think, you know, we see this playing out in different ways. You know, one thing I think about is like TikTok Shop. I don't know if you're, if you've seen that, but it's, you know, they're basically letting anyone endorse products, and, you know, they've built this incredible referral engine. Mm-hmm. And people are just more likely to buy from somebody who seems like them, saying, I just used this thing and it was great. And, you know, you should give it a try. And I think people have a very strong sense of BS these days. So if you see somebody who doesn't feel, if that doesn't feel genuine, well, you're going to get caught in that. You're going to get called out in that, and it's not going to be effective. And, you know, so I think that's what we're trying to do at Gather Voices, is really say, like you just said, you know, it's not about just pumping out stuff. It's about quality, and it's about connection. And I think, you know, companies like Google, I think, are trying to go down that road as well, right? Google's going to be overwhelmed with more AI created content and stuff that's mm-hmm. just not interesting. And it's, you can't fool the algorithm the way maybe in the early days, where you could just have keywords and, you know, saturate something in the right way, and the computer is going to say that's a good place to go. I think it's gotten a lot more sophisticated, and, you know, we're going to see people gravitating toward things that feel like thoughtful, really. You know, maybe that's the word.
And I think, you know, for those of us, I'm going to just say, Michael, for those of us that have been in the marketing circle for a long time, yes. You know, we've seen fake things. Like, I think about the early YouTube, and where businesses and brands would, you know, set up, I can't remember what was the brand that set up the teenage girl in the fake bedroom.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a huge phenomenon at the moment.
But I think, you know, so we all know there could be something false in there, but the fact that video branding, and as you said, you talked about TikTok Shop, it's the same thing on Amazon. Like, I don't want to read the reviews anymore on Amazon. And this flipped very recently for me. I want to watch the videos that are posted from the people who have bought a dress or bought a top or bought a product, or, you know, lay all the screws on the floor and say, okay, if you buy this, this is how many screws you're getting when you put it together. So I do think the world has shifted. And I think the brands that understand how to more easily aggregate, whether it's a customer testimonial, whether it's a story that's authentic about what it did for them, I think, or if it's just employees talking about their experience with an employer, because we all know how competitive the workplace is today. Everybody needs to make the shift to video. So I do want to talk about Gather Voices for a minute, and then I want to go back to some of these bigger, like, business tip topics. But explain to our audience why you decided that Gather Voices was a business, was a product that you needed to develop for the marketplace.
Yeah, well, it started really in my role running a marketing agency. And, you know, I ran a digital marketing agency for years. And one of the great skills of the agency still to this day is professional video production. And I had clients coming to me and saying, you know, Michael, we love those videos you produce for us that cost $50,000 and take half the year to make. But that's not the world we live in anymore, right? We need content for social media. We need content for our website. We need content. And I spent a couple of years really trying everything we could to solve that challenge. How do I take my traditional video production team of editors and shooters and stuff, and how do we scale that in a way where our clients can get things faster and less expensive and more regular? And I couldn't figure it out. And the aha moment for me was learning about the first feature film that was shot on an iPhone. And I thought, wow, everyone we want on video is walking around with professional video cameras for the first time in history, right? Everybody can get quality content. Well, what's stopping us from getting the things from our customers and our employees and our fans and our students? And so we did a lot of experiments with our customers at the agency, and just the idea of just asking people, you know, hey, Allison, make a video. And what we found was that when you just ask somebody to make a video, they don't know what you mean by that. You know, what kind of video and how do you want me to make that? And what do I do with it once I've made it? And there's a lot of moving parts to just that really simple request. And so the thought was, could we build technology that sits in between an organization and their constituents, where the organization can create what we call a video request. And that request kind of bottles up, what do you want somebody to make a video about? And when a person clicks on a link to that request, or that request is embedded into an existing workflow, like a purchase funnel or a registration process, when they click on it, the software would coach them through the process of making a video. So the software will check their lighting and sound, give them time limits and talking points, have them sign a legal release, and then send the video back to the organization that requested it with the legal rights all taken care of.
I love the legal release part, Michael.
That's a huge piece. You know, that was a real issue. Part. Yeah. And, you know, that was always an issue of like, how do we do that? If somebody sends us a video, can we actually use it? And especially if you're an organization that, you know, isn't a one-person organization that actually cares about dotting the I's and crossing the T's of those things. So we did that. And then we realized that the people who were getting that content back, the person who runs marketing or social media or, you know, an event, well, they're not video people either. And they don't know how to do video editing, or they don't want to know how to do, you know, they don't have time is really the factor. And so we built a whole set of tools to enable people who don't want to be video people to be able to take that content that comes in and easily with a few clicks, add branding, add a call to action, create a montage, create a gallery, publish to social media, all with a few clicks without having to really know anything technical. And so that's what we built at Gather Voices.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, at Disruptive CEO Nation, we talk to founders and business builders who are at all different stages of scaling, right? And they all need lean and mean, help make my life easier tools. And when I first experienced Gather Voices, that's how I felt about it. Like, wait, what? There's a tool that does that? This is nice. And so I'm always thinking about, you know, these scaling businesses, as you said, that have a marketing team of one, and they might be proficient in writing press releases, or they might be proficient in website copy, but they know they need this, but they're not proficient necessarily in this area. So I think it's a lovely product for people to know.
Yeah, thank you. I think, you know, sometimes I feel like, is it possible to have more video? You know, when you think about YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, and there seems to be video all over the place. But when you look inside an organization and you look at their content, it's not that way. You look at the emails, you know, how many emails are just these giant blocks of text that nobody wants to read anymore, and their inboxes are a big mess. And how many, you know, posts on web pages are, again, just big blocks of text. And we have the attention span of the goldfish these days, and we just see video performs better in all of those places. So more time is spent on websites with video, more people click through, and emails with video, more social media engagement with video. And so we have to bring that revolution that's happening on this consumer side, you know, inside organizations. And that's another thing that's always fascinated me, is that there's this person in their basement with no money, no budget, no nothing, can get all this attention and create all this great content. And then you have an organization with a marketing team and, you know, all kinds of stuff, and they can't do a fraction of that. And it's like, well, why not? What's that gap, and how do we make it possible? And I think the answer that I came to, what isn't that the CEO has to become like a TikToker, you know? And I think that's where some people go, is like, they're like, oh, we need to make those videos. And it's like, no, you need to get your community to make videos, because everyone has superstars in their community. And a lot of the people in the community, they don't want to be video creators either, but they're willing to tell a story. So if you make it easy enough for them to do so, they can tell a story on your behalf. And it's in the aggregate of all those people that you're going to find your superstars, that you're going to find the people who are really engaging, that you're going to lift up the voices of your community. And that all together will be more powerful than that one, you know, charismatic voice.
100%. I also want to go back and pick up on something you said About short attention spans and content. And so this is where I'm going to take a minute to bash ChatGPT. And people who think they're going to overuse it, or as you said, I think before we got on, this interview, talking about, the litany of worthless content out in the world. But ChatGPT and other AI tools can sometimes be very wordy and can sometimes in no way replace your authentic brand voice. And so what I find is, when you go and use some of those tools, like you can use a chat GPT for, create an outline for something or do this or that, but it's, we have to be so protective of our brand voice. And so I want to just say that about AI tools, but also go back and say the number one thing I believe about your brand is your brand. Like, we can have all of our brand guidelines, we can have our brand pillars, we can have all of our brand personalities, but at the end of the day, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And that's what these video testimonials are. So I just spewed a whole lot there, Michael. Feel free to respond to any of that.
I love that. I mean, I think that's exactly how I define brand as well. It's and I think what comes to mind is that saying of, you can spend years and years building your brand and you can destroy it really, really quickly. So, and I think we have to think about that when, putting out content just because we feel like we have to put out content. I will say that, there are more sophisticated ways to use these AI tools that can get you closer, to your voice. Not quite there yet. I think we do have to recognize that the AI tools are the worst they'll ever be right now, and that the cycle, of improvement has
This is
changed.
true. This is true.
So I think we just have to, with that caveat, right? But again, I think, there's only so many hours in the day, and there's so much content out there, and there just isn't a need for more junk. There's a need for more quality, and I think that people who really think of paring down and investing in quality are going to do really well. And when I say paring down, I think that's one of the issues is like, how many do you need to be on every channel all the time? And do you have a system where you can repurpose content so that if you create high quality, tentpole pieces, that you can have derivative pieces of that work in different scenarios, in a way that you're not running after yourself all the time, and that's what we're trying to do a bit with the video with Gather Voices, is help organizations get in front of it instead of, especially social media, it's like feed the beast constantly. And we have something called the Gather Voices video kiosk, which enables folks to collect videos at events. And we have, events are where a lot of people come together. So in the association world, we have folks that would get, 50 members to do introductions in one day. And then you have a weekly meet the member series for on social media for an entire year from something you kind of put in the can in a day. And I think that's what we're trying to think of, is like, get in front of it. What are you going to be talking about? How do you get the right kind of content and invest in it, but aren't feeling so pressured and so overwhelmed by the lack of staff and the timelines and all of that, that decide that it's just easier to publish whatever ChatGPT just told you.
Well, Michael, I think one of the biggest pieces of advice, I talk and coach CEOs a lot on their CEO brand presence and their CEO content and the way they put themselves out in the world. And I agree with you that, it's much better to create an interesting piece of content and then pare it down in multiple chunks and repurpose it and, make it the month of kind of this theme or this message, versus a CEO trying to think that they need to keep up with everything, or any business person keep up with everything, because it you can't compete. The other thing I also tell people is, don't worry about necessarily immediacy and responses to what you put out in social media and in content as an individual. As a brand, it might be different, but as in, you know, individuals representing the brand, because when we talk about this word authenticity, branding your business as an individual, you're building a historical reference of your brand authenticity, like how much you talk about certain, and then if people like what they hear, they'll go watch more, they'll go search for more, or they'll start digging deeper versus chasing the how many likes I got today or how many this or that. I think I work in the association space today. You're very familiar and support a lot of associations as well as businesses. Whenever you have a new member join and they're ready to explore your content, they're looking and they might not always like, but they will start going deep. So I also think we need to think about content not as just this moment of a quick hit, but that it's a pathway backwards that people will go back and explore.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think one of the things that we're doing that's interesting to me with folks who do blogs and publications is the idea that the person who wrote that should do a 30-second piece of saying, I just wrote this thing and here's why we chose that topic and here's why we think it's important. And you know, here's some of the interesting tidbits that I learned in doing that. And that becomes the snack size, you know, content that leads people to the meal. And, you know, that's how I think about that, is we need to humanize that. And that's also true with brands. It's like, you got to step out in front of your brand, and because we're all people and people want to connect with people more than they want to connect with brands.
100%. People want to buy from people. People actually don't want to buy from brands, because people, we're also in this stage, Michael, I think I've talked about it before in this podcast. People want to feel like they've discovered something. And so that kind of discovery journey, like you said, the snack size bites, you know, leading to the meal. People want to feel like they've had a discovery experience. And if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people want to feel like insiders in a way, right? And discover something that, you know, they can feel smart about.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, Michael, you alluded, I said we talk more about your background and your history, but you somewhat alluded it, you know, running a marketing agency, all those experiences. I like to ask my guests, what was, in any one of your roles, what was kind of a naked truth, a hard lesson that you had to learn, that if you were mentoring somebody else that was founding a business or scaling up a business, that you would say, watch out for that, or don't let this trip you up?
That's a great question. I probably have a really long list of those things. You know, I look back and I think, boy, I've learned a lot over the years based on, you know, experience. And I think, you know, one issue is managing people. You know, that's something that you don't necessarily are born with, and you need to learn about and practice. And I think I would say, you know, make your expectations clear, and you have to invest the time in people so that they are going to be successful in the roles that you give them. And, you know, that's something I didn't always do well.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Hey, Michael, is there anything that you are listening to these days, reading, attending, you know, where you're going to get inspiration or knowledge, or a tidbit you would share with our listeners that maybe they should check out?
Sure. I have a very eclectic, you know, reading list and listening list. You know, I like new things that come from all over the place. The thing that I'm into right now actually is, and I can, if you have show notes, we can find a link to this, but, the idea of design thinking. There's folks who published a book. It's called like the Design Thinking Life playbook, and it's a workbook taking this concept of design thinking and basically, instead of putting it toward a work project, it's really looking at it in the context of a life project. You know, what am I thinking about my own life and meaning in my life? It's a really nicely illustrated thing. And my sister got it for me for my birthday. And it was just such a great way to take a concept that I've always been interested in and brought into my work and say, well, how do you apply that concept to your life?
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I have, I'm familiar with design thinking, but have never heard of the Design Thinking Life Playbook. So I'll have to go check it out as well. Hey, Michael, if people want to learn more, do more, connect with you or connect with Gather Voices, where should they go and what should they do?
Sure. So Gather Voices is just at gathervoices.co. gathervoices.co, and the best place to find me, you can find me at michael@gathervoices.co, but also I am just Michael Hoffman at LinkedIn, so linkedin.com/in/Michael Hoffman, that's a great place to connect with me. That's kind of my primary social network is connecting and publishing on LinkedIn, and you know, certainly appreciate connecting with anybody who wants to dive further into some of the subjects you and I just touched on.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, our listeners, you know, I always say I talk to really interesting people. Definitely go connect with them on LinkedIn. Michael and I are both in Chicago. Well, he's sitting in LA right now, getting much warmer weather than I am sitting in Chicago. But actually, our worlds in the Chicago business circle, marketing circle, like we were saying before we started recording, our spheres have been in each other's space for a while. So it was just so delightful, Michael, to sit down and have this conversation today. I greatly appreciate it. To our listeners, if Michael said something you think somebody else needs to hear, please pass along a copy of this episode. Hey, we like to be rated. I haven't done this pitch in a while. Head over to your favorite podcast platform. Show us some love with a review. Everybody, thank you. And really think about how you are building your brand voice through harnessing stories told through your customers and through your employees. So till we speak again, keep your eye on the future and always be disruptive. Hey, Michael, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Allison.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.